Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're positively here at Reader's Crab House. We're in Reisterstown, beautiful Reisterstown, Maryland, Baltimore County. We have the Back to the Future scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. I'm distributing these out here today. Hoping we're going to get some winners. Also, our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions putting us on the road, and Raskin Global. And one of our foundational sponsors, of course, is Curio Wellness and our friends at Far and Daughter. I haven't been out lately doing, like, a show on scene. Wendy hasn't been around lately. She's off running around building the business, and they're in Mississippi and out in Missouri and doing other things. But there are partnerships that Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter have had with all sorts of people, and I met Al Harrington out at Pikesville a couple weeks ago when they opened what used to be Panera. I had a lot of bagels there in my day. You can now stop by and get products like Happy Eddie's Curio Wellness Strawberry Lemonade Chews. The
Happy Edibles.
No. Edibles.
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 Yep.
Edibles.
Yep. There you go.
That's hilarious. It's actually a real name. Eddie Acefo is here. He is Happy Eddie, better known to Richard from Mache's wife as one of the stars of The Real Housewives of the Potomac. You're not the star, though. You're sort of like
the entourage. Yeah, I'm a part of the entourage, the background, the dancers.
Right.
Yeah, I support the supporting cast.
Supporting cast.
There
right.
Go.
There you go. The ensemble.
There we go. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know what it would be if you were a musical? It would be the chorus.
There you go.
Be a part of the chorus.
Of course, yeah.
But you're a Baltimore guy, man.
Born and raised. High school, actually, too.
So, you know, the cannabis thing, people listen and say, hey, you know, weed, gummies, pot, whatever. Give me your journey on this, because I've known you a couple years, and I started seeing the Happy Eddie brand, and then Wendy was explaining to me about the television show, which I didn't know about Potomac, but I knew about the original Housewives a million years ago and all that. There's some level of celebrity in your wife's work at the hospital, and you're an attorney by trade.
Yep.
You have this interesting African name. You're, you know, all of this going in. This wasn't something I don't think you dreamed of having a business when you were back in college, right?
No. I went to school engineering, computer engineering, actually, and then I went on to law school. And my wife, she's actually a professor at School of Education. So I think we were professionals. We're professionals born and raised in Maryland. And so the cannabis thing came about when, you know, Maryland legalized cannabis. But before it legalized cannabis, I knew, like, that's a burgeoning industry that I want to get involved with. So when I knew that, you know,
this will be popular. This is going to be popular.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I knew that they were going to be, you know, legalizing marijuana, I said, okay, how can I get involved in the business? And so I knew I was on the show. And so this name kind of went viral, Happy Eddie. One of the women tagged me with this name because I smiled at her, introducing myself to her. And it kind of took on a life of its own, because it's like, okay, you can't smile at somebody without them thinking you're advancing on them. And so
That was the plot.
Like, she called me Happy Eddie because I was hitting on her because I smiled and said hello. And so that was kind of the thing that just went viral online. So I'm like, I got a name. Why don't I start a cannabis brand? And so then I partnered with...
What year is this?
This is around 2020. This is 2022.
So we're out of COVID. That feels like 5 minutes ago, dude.
Just out of COVID.
I mean, like, yeah, it feels like a minute ago I had masks on. I still have one in the car I found the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so this is only a 3 year.
Yeah.
From 3 years to, like, T-shirts and
edibles.
What
flower,
allowed
pre-rolls.
You to believe, A, that it was possible? I mean, you've read a lot of books and whatever, but what's the pathway? Because I've asked Wendy about this, because her father was in the pharmaceutical space and all of that. And the science part of this went from chitter-chitter joke, let's get high, and, what was the old movie from 100 years ago that they used to show on MTV? Reefer Madness, right?
Okay.
Like, all of the stigma part of that has started to melt away. It's not fully there. Somebody out there, oh, let's talk about weed, you know. But this, the medicine part, the GI part, and I think the unexplored science part of this, not just economic opportunity or it makes you feel good at a concert or it makes you go to bed, but we've been taking some hard narcotic drugs in this country, and some opiates. It ain't a drug. It's a plant.
Done
the research,
as Cat
Williams said.
But I think it's all about, you know, normalizing the behavior. It's been highly stigmatized. It's been highly regulated industry. And there's a lot of science behind it, but a lot of people aren't educated. They don't know about the science behind it. They just think it's a get high, you get lazy, you're not a productive member of society. And that's why a lot of the things we do with my brand is just to normalize the behavior, to show that you could be an everyday professional, a professor, an attorney, and you can still indulge in cannabis and be a productive member of society. And I'm a parent, too.
Well, they're sick. I got vodka and beer up on in the back shot.
It's a lot safer than vodka and beer.
Oh, you know what I would say to Wendy, and I would say this to you know, my parents, if they were alive, and asked me about my cannabis sponsorship, you know, online, and my endorsement of it.
Yeah.
I don't endorse the ants getting into your gummies.
No, no. Keep,
or your
keep
children.
The, keep the happy
stuff
edibles away from
this
the ants.
Ants.
Or and children.
And
too.
Children, yes.
Yeah, yeah. 21 and over, please.
And your parents, because they, you know.
Well, I don't know. My mother-in-law just asked me about, okay, let me take a few edibles. So
what?
Even that generation.
Did that freak you out?
It did a little bit.
Where
like, okay,
was
how do you
she
feel?
3 years ago on this?
Oh, she was like, what are you doing? Are you selling drugs? Or is the police going to come knocking on the door? Like, it's really, you have to change the mindsets.
Well, but the interesting thing for me from just a science and a grown-up, I'm 56 years old. So mm-hmm. this has been something for the first 50 years that, you know,
yeah.
you joke about it in Amsterdam or Jamaica or
right,
something
right,
like
right.
that. But it is what it is. Schedule one, like all of that.
Yep.
And I said to Wendy maybe about a year ago. I don't know if it was on the air or off the air because she toured me in the facility up in Timonium mm-hmm. where the grow is and all of that. And that's kind of like a Willy Wonka fun thing. You put the suit on. But it's not something I need to go back and do again for
yeah.
kicks or whatever.
Yep.
You know, it's not a field trip. It really was very scientific,
yeah,
quite
very
frankly. I learned a ton.
Yep.
I'm sure you learned a ton too.
Yep.
But it begins as chitter-chitter and you sort of laugh about it. And then I think to myself, I turn around here and I'm at Reader's Crab House and mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, vodka.
Right.
I remember throwing up from that in Ocean City,
yeah.
96 morning. Beer, don't get me started
don't
on
forget
beer.
About the tequila back
whiskey,
there.
Whiskey, oh, yeah.
yeah,
tequila, right?
Yeah, you tequila, yeah, there you go.
And I love tequila.
Yeah, me too.
All of these products, I have had some level of a love affair with
right.
at one point.
Right.
Both my parents were alcoholics. I can say that
okay.
straight up. So I've never had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was beer sponsored forever.
Gotcha.
But when Budweiser and Coors and Miller built this radio station, I'm 27 years into this.
Okay.
Nobody ever said, well, what's that beer doing for you? What's getting you
How's
drunk?
How does it make you feel? Yeah.
It's making me feel uninhibited.
Right, right, right.
And then it's making me feel loose.
But what's it doing to your body then?
But then the next morning,
mm-hmm.
as I got older, alcohol
oh, yeah.
really has become something that I cannot overindulge. I mean,
yeah.
I love margaritas.
Toll,
and
yeah.
if I invite you and your wife over, and we have you're going to have the best margaritas you've ever had. I promise you.
Okay.
I have a margarita master that has taught me how to make a proper margarita.
I may
margarita.
Have to take you up on that.
I don't do much.
But I'm a margarita guy. So okay.
I do radio, and I do margaritas
okay.
pretty well. And sales for advertising. That's another story altogether. But I have Avion and Herradura
okay.
and G4. Anyway, I have good tequila, man.
Yeah.
I'm a silver drinker because I'm mainly a margarita drinker.
Okay.
So I'm not an Añejo or Reposado guy.
Okay.
Although I don't dislike them. They just add a little, like I'm not a mezcal guy I don't,
okay,
at all.
Yeah.
I don't like smoking.
It's too smoky,
so
it's too smoky.
I made these drinks and they were good, man. I mean, like I had really fresh lime squeezed, you know.
Okay.
And my agave, the way I do it.
Oh, that sounds good.
And on the second one, I'm like, this is really good. And Jed's like, we got fresh limes. You got plenty of limes. So I squeeze it on. I made another batch. And the next day.
Your head pounding.
And no reason. This is a Tuesday night. We're just
yeah.
eating nachos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is going down good. I want to have another.
Right.
I want to have another drink.
Right.
And the next day, I wasn't good till 2 in the afternoon.
Knew, yeah.
And it wasn't awful. It was that level of hangover where you're like, I'm not throwing
you're
up.
You're a little groggy.
I just couldn't focus.
Yeah.
My head hurt.
There hasn't been one morning.
My head hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my head doesn't hurt.
No, it hasn't been one morning I've woken up a day after being high that I felt, oh, man, I'm hurting. I'm hitting.
I can't go to work. I can't do it. I can't focus.
Never. Never.
Look, we're in a restaurant. I can't tell you how many times I've driven a porcelain bus
mm-hmm.
from some of those products behind that bar
yeah.
while I'm endorsing them on the air and while society. No, people laugh at me as I was throwing up on a coastal highway. He's like, he got too drunk.
One too many.
Did he hurt anybody?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
not violent. You're happy, Eddie. I'm a happy drunk.
Okay.
I am a happy drunk. I am peaceful.
Party,
I'm loving.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not the angry,
yeah.
you know, call everybody
you're
a
euphoric.
Hate drunk. I am a euphoric drunk.
Kind of drunk. Okay.
But no. You know, I mean, I like to drink.
Yeah.
I'll have a couple of rum and cokes on a flight.
Yeah.
I'll have some. I drank. And when I drink too much beer now.
Beer's a different story, yeah.
You know, like, I got to really be careful as I get older about how it makes me feel. So my point would be, I said all this to Wendy last year, Wendy Braunfine from Curio. I'm like, nobody ever asks what's in that drink that is other than the label or the pretty girl in the Coors Light commercial or whatever.
Point.
And I'm thinking to myself, this is a whole different thing that's been stigmatized
yep.
to the point of federal stigmatization to the point where Nixon said we're not going to do any science around this product because there can be no scientific benefit,
right.
Which you and I, that's just bullshit. Let's just call that what it is.
It is.
So now that we're into this space, what have you learned in the last 3 years that you could talk to my audience about that came from that stigma side to what you're learning in making products, partnering, marketing, and then also being an African-American, well-educated lawyer out on the street with this stigma and this part of this. And I know also there were some things that were done at the state level to make sure people, Hispanic, African-American, could participate in this because this is a big money project. You had
really
to have
is.
A lot of money to be involved in this industry.
It really is a capital intensive project.
Everybody's the Yankees or the Dodgers kind of sort of.
Yeah,
right?
Like, yeah, literally. It is. But you got to have a little bit to play in this ballpark. And that's another thing that we try to do, because there's a lot of social equity applicants, social equity people who want to be involved in the industry because it's capital intensive. The barrier to entry is so high. And so the state has set up these funds, these grants, to try to give them the opportunity to be involved in the industry. But it's still, the barriers of entry is still high because it's so capital.
Were you a beneficiary of the grant?
I was not.
Okay.
I was not. I was not one of them.
You're not a grower, right?
I'm not a grower. So that's why I partnered with a licensed partner in the state.
So Curio, Wendy took me into the facility. It's up in Timonium.
Yep.
I'm familiar with Foreign Daughter. I got to meet you and your beautiful wife in the last two years. You've done the show a couple times. Level set how you came at it with, I'm Nasty Nestor, you're Happy Eddie.
Yeah.
If I wanted a Nasty Nestor brand, I'd bring X amount of dollars, X amount of partnership to go in. I thought you were just doing flour when I knew you. Now you've got...
We launched great edibles, by the way.
So for your brand and your hopes and your dreams and your profit center and what you're trying to do, give me the whole... What you and your wife talked about 2-3 years ago, from where you were now to here with the Happy Eddie brand that is a line... That's created by Curio and Curio's top of line
quality is beyond the it's just out of this world.
That's why I'm a spokesperson for them.
There you go. But no, we've come a long way, because when we were searching for partners, we wanted to search for a partner who has experience, quality products, and has a reputation that they breed excellence. And so, you know, we're on the show. We have this platform. There's 1 million+ viewers every week that watch the show, and it's like you can leverage that platform to market your products, market the normalization of. You know, and try to eradicate the stigmatization of cannabis. But then B, you can also do some social good. So I do a lot of partnering with social advocacy organizations like Last Prisoner Project. So you're not just benefiting.
Last Prisoner Project.
And they help formerly incarcerated people who have cannabis convictions get expungements or get out of prison for these convictions. So they do a lot of great work in the community, but shining a spotlight on the work that they do, you don't see it much, and it needs to be seen, because now that it's being legalized state by state, they're legalizing cannabis. You know, there's a lot of people who are still locked up for cannabis, but it's now a multi-billion-dollar industry. And so just shining a spotlight on those organizations that are doing the work is very much so a part of
it. Non-violent people.
Not just cannabis. Like, if they're selling, maybe pounds
same
of this,
but
that was years ago before it was legal, but now they're still locked up now. And so it's kind of one of those things where, why are they still locked up? And now folks in their same states are selling what they sold back in the day. And it's now legal. And so they're
being taxed heavily.
And being taxed very heavily. It's actually going up July 1st, I believe, to 12% in Maryland. But I think that...
Well, that's another thing. I talked about that with the lottery.
It's a revenue generator. Oh, yeah.
Go ask Wes if he needs more revenue. He's freezing state. Like, literally, I talk about this with a lot. Even sports wagering has contributed a lot.
Yeah.
There are new streams of revenue, and this is one of them, folks.
It really is. Because the rate at which, I don't forget what the numbers are, but the rate at which people consume cannabis, it has increased since its legalization.
Well, it's really affected the alcohol industry, right? I mean, it's been a disruptive.
It has.
It's been a game
because
it's
an alternative.
Been a paradigm shift.
There's a lot of people, now it's no longer just a dry January. Now a lot of people are extending it throughout the year, because they have these alternatives in terms of cannabis, in terms of using plant-based medicine. Because a lot of people don't use it for recreational purposes. Sometimes they have pains, they have anxiety, they have depression. They have other ailments that they're dealing with that they use cannabis for. So it's not just a get high and party with the friends. It's like an actual medicine that folks are using.
Talk about that part of it, because I talk about that. I saw Michael Bronfine out at the Maryland party a couple months ago. The whole genesis of Curio and Foreign Daughter was Michael having GI issues and being formerly in the pharmaceutical space, where drugs weren't helping people with their gut issues and having, you know, Crohn's, serious diseases that, and, you know, I can speak to this. I have a family member battling Parkinson's right now. The only thing that helps him is sativa flower.
Oh, wow.
It helps his... balance.
It
balances him out.
Right.
He's had falls. It's a tragedy, I mean, to have Parkinson's.
Yeah.
To have anything that can improve the quality of your life when you're battling.
Right.
You know, when my wife had cancer, they said, they told her at the hospital, do not smoke it because of her lungs.
Oh, okay.
Like, whatever you do, you have cancer, don't smoke a cannabis product when you have, you know, when you, because of her lungs.
Okay.
I mean, she was neutral. I mean, my wife had cancer.
You know, got it.
She's bad on leukemia. But it wasn't like, don't take the product to sleep or take the product
got
for
it.
Pain.
Got it.
You know, it was just sort of like the smoking part bad. And I guess that's where other things come in to say, put like going to bed. My wife has more trouble sleeping than I do.
Okay.
I'm up and down. I'm good. I'm up when I need to be up. Down.
I'm good. You're good to go.
I don't need that
issue. Yeah.
But you know, she has to get up and go to work in the morning. I mean, they have time elapsed good night products.
Yeah.
It's amazing when I talk about it because it used to be take an Excedrin, take a Buffer, have a shot.
Yeah.
You know, you know, whatever it was. None of that was really, it was masking things and all of that.
Right.
This is a very comfortable, safe, well-used, now much easier to pick up, adult use.
Yep. And you know what's in your products.
And there's a science involved in this that even if you don't subscribe to it because of whatever your beliefs might be, there's science
here. Science that supports it.
And we're just scratching the surface of that,
I think,
right?
So. Yeah.
So with your products, what were you trying to do? And did you pick strawberry lemon? How many flavors you got?
Right now, we just have strawberry lemonade, and it's actually 5 milligrams. So it's like, you know,
it's
for the novice. So you can start off slow, and then if you're one of those experienced users, I wouldn't suggest take 10 of them, but you may look for something else.
Right.
But this is for the everyday soccer mom, you know, or a person who's just on the go, just to pop it and go. But yeah, we have
take the edge off
a little bit, you know. And it tastes really good.
We have a drink here. We
there you
had
go.
No
you take,
problem.
You take a little,
hey, you want to get a drink?
Take
a shot.
Exactly.
We'll take the edge off. Nobody has any. That's a socially acceptable.
Exactly.
Since Prohibition, at least. During Prohibition, I guess, too.
Yeah.
But I think we've come a long way in the last couple of years.
Right.
Certainly in my space of 50-year-old educated people,
nobody
comes up to me and says,
right, don't do that.
I heard you talking about reefer madness.
Yeah,
So we've moved, and it wasn't even that way 3 years ago.
No, that's,
it really, it's, it must
it's,
happen
it's, it's making strides. I mean, I would tell you that a lot of people aren't sniffing their nose at, you know, me being involved in industry as much as they were in the beginning.
Okay.
It has changed.
Did you lose any friends over it?
I didn't lose any friends, but a lot of people were questioning, like, you're an attorney. What are you doing? You know, it's even if, you know, taking aside the business aspect of it, they're just like, I mean, it's still cannabis. You know, it's still like an industry where people, you know, you can go to jail for that. Like, the stigmas are still attached to it. And so I think just changing the whole, you know, landscape to know that it's science-based, there's an education behind everything. It's actually, there's things that have gone on to make people, condition people to think that it's bad. And so now we have to recondition people to know that it's not all bad. It's actually good. There's some good that can come out of it in terms of, you know, generational wealth for different people who are from the communities that were impacted by the war on drugs. They can now get involved in the industry and now change the trajectory of once what their lives were when they were, you know, getting impacted by the war on drugs, but now they can actually benefit from the cannabis industry. But then there's also people who have these chronic pains that traditional medicine doesn't address, doesn't help. Like, you can't smoke if you have cancer. Like, different things like that are now being addressed with cannabis, and I think people are opening their eyes, and that's why the stigmas.
I have that Move Bomb. I have it on my neck
even
right
that.
Now.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Works wonders, right?
It doesn't smell. It's not tacky.
Yeah.
I wear it when I go into yoga. It kind of, like, really helps me, and I am, if you don't do anything today, the Move product is, so I am on the front of that. I use it. It's on my back. It's on my hip right now. I keep it in my gym bag.
Yep. It's not just smoking.
When I'm at Planet Fitness, I put it on, and it's tingly, relief-based. I feel better after I have it on. I open up a little better when I'm stretching and doing my hot yoga, you know?
Even just that. It's not just smoking. You have, you know, the bars that you use for the Move. You have, you know, edibles, you have, you know, pills, you have shots. You have so many different form factors that you can get cannabis in, and it's not the traditional. I just think a lot of things are based on education, and a lot of people don't know. You only know what you know.
And that's why I'm here. I'm trying to educate people.
Yeah, there you go. And so once they learn about the different ways you can take the product, you know, they may be open to it, you know. And so I think that that's been my journey. I'm still learning each and every day, but I think that a lot of the marketing and a lot of things that go behind the brand is more so educating folks on A, what the mission of Happy Eddie is, and B, why are you even involved in this industry? And that's to change the stigmas that are associated with it and normalize the behavior. It's really, if you wanted to distill it down, it's really to normalize the behavior and educate people on why they could benefit from it. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. But if you're open to it, you know, you try it.
How's your famous wife? How's your real – she's a real housewife.
She's a real housewife. I'm a real housewife of Potomac husband. You know, there's a hyphen in there. She's doing great.
How much FaceTime you get in the show?
You know, I get quite a bit, actually. I'm actually now the longest tenured husband on the show.
We got divorces already?
Already. Unless you got to catch up. There's been quite a few.
You okay, though?
I'm good. We're good.
You're good.
We're celebrating 14 years. We're good to go. We got three
little
kids.
How is she doing? What's going on?
She's doing great. She's traveling a lot. She's actually filming right now. So she's filming this show. And she's doing good. She's still teaching, too.
What does she teach?
She teaches the actual course name, I'm not sure, but she has a new course that she just launched. It's the Sociology of Reality TV. And she's able to leverage both her teaching with her experience being on reality TV and the social norms and the social, you know, things, cues that go into reality TV that we don't realize when we're consuming it as a viewer. And so it's like a very, you think like, oh, it's just reality TV. It's like a science behind.
You taking her class? You going to be a student?
I do audit it. I'm not signed up for it. I'm done with school. You're not going to give me any grades.
Dude, you're a lawyer. You had enough college.
Yeah, I've had enough.
Where'd you go?
I went to Rutgers for law school, and then I got my LLM from Georgetown.
Our time at Rutgers.
Yeah. Are you?
All right, man. Well, I spent a little time up on that campus as well. Happy Eddie Yusefo is affiliated with our friends at Curia Wellness and Foreign Daughter. They do bring us out on the road doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, along with our friends at the Maryland Lottery for being a guest on the show. Happy Eddie's going to get a Maryland Lottery ticket. Back to the Future scratch-offs. I'm going to be on the 8th in the morning at DePasquale's in Canton. First time there. I'm looking forward to that. And then on the 10th in the afternoon, we're going to be over at Costas in Timonium, the new location. I'm looking forward to that. If you are a Happy Eddie fan from television, you can pick up the Eddie Bulls, if you can see that. And Eddie did bring me a T-shirt. I've been trying to get you out for months,
yeah,
man.
I'm glad I came out. I'm glad I made it.
You already got a dozen crabs on the way out of here, too.
I got a goodie bag, too.
We're Reader's Crab House. We're up here in Reisterstown. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, presented by the Maryland Lottery, Curio Wellness, as well as Liberty Pure Solutions. I'm going to wrap things up. They brought me a crab cake. I gave it to Izzy Patoka's assistant because I didn't have time to eat it. I'm going to have a proper crab cake.
You need to.
With Hope and Brandon here. We're going to close things down. We had a great, great tour stop out here in Reisterstown. I want to thank everybody for making things happen around here. My friend Rich at Miche Pest Control, as well as Luke and Alan that were here earlier, and Izzy Patoka stopped by from the 2nd District, talking about the Reisterstown Main Street and the music thing they do on Friday. And I don't know if you're a dessert fan. It's 100 degrees outside. You look physically
good. I am a dessert
fan. You know about the cow around the corner?
Yeah, I do actually. I've been there before.
You got to go to the cow.
Yeah.
On the way out, I'm going to the cow because it's hot.
Yeah,
so I'm going to eat it, you know, the little icy thing on the way home, the whole way back. So
there you go.
Got to get down to $7.95. All right, we're up here in Reisterstown. Your products just go to Foreign Daughter.
You go to Foreign
Daughter. They're available in other dispensaries.
Whichever dispensary is closest to you, definitely check it out. They should be available if you go to Leafly or go to your neighborhood dispensary. They should have it available. But Foreign Daughter definitely has it.
Black owned and locally operated.
There you go.
Happy Eddie.
Yeah.
Oh, and look is that Pride Month that you do that, or is that all year round?
That's just the color. We're still year about round. Happy year round.
It's rainbow year round.
There you go.
Okay, I'm just checking out.
It's the vibrant colors. That's why I love the packaging.
Yeah. Well, at some point, we're going to get together and do a Ravens. You got anything you want to say on the Ravens before I go? Because I just want to give you some oxygen on that. I know you're a Ravens fan.
Yeah, I am a Ravens fan.
The Ravens, Super Bowl?
I think so. I think last year prepped them for this comeback this year.
I hope you're right. I'm tired of watching them lose in the end. You know,
it's not fun for me either. It's not fun at all when you make it this close. And you can't get over the finish line. But they're there.
Notice I didn't mention the Orioles.
I'm surprised. Okay.
I bitch about them enough.
Okay.
You're happy, Eddie.
We're happy. We got to be happy. We got to end on a happy note.
You want to make me sad, Nestor?
No. We got to end on a happy note.
I am Nestor. We are WNSD. AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Back for more from Reisterstown right after this. Stay with us.